Hello, my name is Jasmine Lee and I am not your mama's astrologer. Welcome to the weekly reading. I'm so happy you guys are all here. Though, I feel like one of those people that has to come into the room and have the conversation that I don't want to have because you guys, we are approaching a really hectic month. I mean, would we expect anything less from Aries season? Tomorrow officially marks the start of Aries season, but here's the medicine I really want to talk about. We're going into eclipse season, and eclipses are really powerful and intense. We're going into Mercury retrograde in a couple weeks. Mercury retrograde is also can be very intense, but it's like if we can see the traffic ahead of us, we can slow down and adjust accordingly, right? I mean, that is the goal, is to be able to take this information and rather than catastrophize it, turn it in to soul work. This month is gonna be frustrating. There's gonna be a lot of soul work that isn't necessarily hugely outward. It might be for some of us, depending on where all the astrology hits our individual unique charts, but it also is going to be a time of self-reflection because Chiron is in the mix, which is our wounded healer. It is the original wound that we have that doesn't heal, that just is like a little shadow that follows us everywhere. And the homework for this month is, what ails you? What do you personally get really triggered by? What are your supposed shortcomings? Getting righteously honest with ourselves about our weaknesses, our strengths, and our goals is a really good way to tackle this next month. This week is pretty okay. You know, I think a lot of us are going to be feeling good because spring is upon us. The first day of spring is coming. Aries season starts tomorrow. It's like all of this dreamy, hard to focus, you know, start-stop energy is ending, and we're definitely getting thrown into a forward-motioned period of time. The caveat to that is that not all forward motion feels good. Nobody likes to be pushed. Nobody likes to be forced. And sometimes this energy during eclipse season can definitely feel pushy because it wants us to change. It wants us to evolve. And if we're not in the mood to evolve, then listen, it's not gonna be the most fun. You know, it's like we have to make the most of every moment we're given. And that's not always possible. And so I'm here to warn you guys that maybe this next month isn't gonna feel as possible to stay on the sunny side of the street. Whenever we're doing really deep soul work, there's a lot of work to do. And so how you approach the work is really the medicine. Going into this new paradigm that's faster, that is spring oriented, that is cardinal, that is asking us to start, can feel really good. But also this eclipse season that's upon us is in on the Aries Libra axis. So in a big way, it's about self versus other. Where do you overgive in the partner department, friends, business colleagues, children, spouses, and where are we under giving to ourselves? Because we're gonna start to see and feel the imbalance in how we're treating ourselves versus how we're treating other. And the South Node, which is what we really need to let go of, comes first, and that's in Libra. So, you know, what do you need to let go of? You can't always be the one people depend on. You can't always be the one that has all the answers. You can't always be the one lifting the proverbial weight in your relationships. And so taking stock of where you're lifting too much weight, where maybe you're not lifting enough with your partner. You know, it's really important to get righteously honest this month because the energy is going to make us anyway. So if we can just approach it with optimism and with curiosity and actually wanting this change and wanting this shift, then I feel like we're gonna start guns blazing in Aries season. And then in a couple weeks, it's gonna be Mercury retrograde and it's gonna ask us to slow way, way down. And I love this for us because it's like we can't do one without the other. We need to be embracing positive movement and very positive rest and stress release. So where are your stress relief valves in your life? What do you get to do to relieve stress? And making sure that you're really attuning to your own self this next cycle. What do you need? What does your body need? What is it asking for? Is it more sleep? Is it better diet? Is it, you know, more exercise? Because Aries embodies our body and ourselves, and being centered of self through this season is like the best thing you can do for yourself and for everybody that has to live with you. You know, forever, like that's forever. Being a centered of self and heart person is a gift that we can give the people we love, because the more centered and boundaried we are, the safer people feel around us. So this is going to be up this month, and this week is kind of an easing. It's going to be nice. The cardinal energy is going to feel good here in Oregon. We're finally experiencing a little bit of spring, so the sunshine feels good. It was like 70 degrees today, and that feels good. So it's going to start kind of nice and energized and energetic, but don't like blow your load, you guys. Don't be like, I'm going to blow through this season, because like, listen, no, you ain't. Not, we don't all get away unscathed. Maybe some of you will. Congratulations. I hope I'm one of you. But if we're not, it's like we really do have to boundary up, take care of ourselves, take care of our people, and understand that a lot of people in the cosmos are going to be going through it right now. If that's not you, great. But then how can you be a helper to maybe someone in your life who is really going through it? So that's a thought. At the end of this week, I love it so much because there is some lovely astrology to really enjoy the weekend. So please imbibe, enjoy, rest, renewal, relaxation is super on the agenda, because then the next week is eclipse and it's hard. And I just think that it's like a roller coaster ride. It's like life. This month is really going to be boiled down in a way that is telling us that life does this. It's high highs, low lows, and everything in between. And this month is going to be a really intense representation of that. It's just all going to feel heightened and shortened because the energy is just a little excessive. Like, she's a little extra. So how can we, knowing that Missy Universe is feeling a little extra, how can we, you know, not? How can we not catastrophize? How can we not be pessimistic? How can we not give up? Because sometimes when we're faced with adversity or we're faced with really having to look at a deep wound, it can feel really hard. It can feel really ungrounding. And most of all, it can feel as though we're lost in the woods because we didn't do our homework. But hello, here I am, here to give you your homework assignment, which is get ahead of it. Like, what are you feeling insecure about forever, but also lately? What are some of the wounds that you have that are always there? How do you think if those were triggered, you would be in the world? So that's a really good subject. That's something I really want to touch upon today, because Chiron is so much in the mix of everything that's happening in the energy right now. How do you handle your own triggered self? When you are your most triggered, what happens? Are you a fighter? Are you a crier? Are you a hider? Are you a giver-upper? What is it? What is it when you're triggered? This is really deep soul work I'm asking you to do, to understand what's yours and what's not yours. Because also with this eclipse season, that's really important to understand. Libra is about other and Aries is about self. So listen, we have our own circuses going on inside our bodies. We've popped the tent. We have the elephants and the clowns and the, you know, trapeze artists in our own souls doing a number on us. So like, why are we getting involved in anybody else's circus? Not your circus, not your monkeys. This is what's going to be the biggest learning lesson, is don't get sucked in to someone else's bullcrap. Do not go to their circus. Circuses are horrible. everybody gets sick because it's in like a tent and there's no air circulation. And how can we thrive in tents anyway? And people flying in the air and tigers that, okay, anyway, I'm going too deep on the circus reference, but it's the truth. You know, we already have enough going on inside of ourselves without like loading up everybody else's crap on top of us as well. And this is a big part of eclipse season this year, is learning what's ours and learning what's other and learning how to like stay neutral between the two, and also knowing what's yours. Like, don't rain on someone else's parade. Like, maybe they like circuses. Maybe they're really stoked to be like, you know, trapezing out with the clowns. I don't know. You know, everybody has different reactions when they're triggered. And so this is really an important topic for you to understand just about yourself. When you get triggered, what is the emotional state that you get into? It's a really important question to answer, because then if you know it, then you can call it like you see it, right? When you start getting triggered, you can take righteous accountability for how your own wounding is triggered, for how your own abandonment shit is coming up, for how your own attachment issues are there, for how your own sense of pessimism gets in the way. You know, I love that scene in the movie Role Models with Paul Rudd where he's ordering a coffee and she's like, do you want a venti? That's a venti. And he's like, a venti is a large, it isn't this. And he's just like, not only being rude to the cashier, but like ruining his girlfriend's day by just being so obnoxious. So like, listen, we're all obnoxious. Don't get it twisted. You're not a delicate little snowflake. You are not a prism of rainbow shining bright light all the time. Nobody is. It is a fallacy to think that we live in our higher conscious self all the time, because we don't. So what is going to be really important is taking righteous accountability for how you get triggered, why you get triggered, and freaking being your own prince slash princess charming. No one's coming to rescue you, kid. It's all you. And I think that it's about time we all had to start like getting into that process, you know, and understanding ourselves better righteously and in a really accountable way. Like truly, truly, truly. We cannot grow. We cannot be in healthy relationships. We cannot be in healthy life ship with everybody around us if we don't first understand ourselves, understand when we get triggered, why we get triggered, and what our triggering looks like. Because if we can't recognize it, then we're just gonna like the cat on the table that with its dumbass paw, like knocks the drink over. Almost on purpose. It looks on purpose. And like you're doing it on purpose if you are not doing the soul work to understand how you rain on other people's parades, because we all do. And that doesn't mean you're not going to again. Of course you are. But it's about recognizing. It's about taking accountability. Okay, when I'm close to being on my period, I am a rage monster. I'm gonna understand this about myself and I'm gonna keep a perimeter. I'm gonna keep a boundary. I'm gonna keep a distance. Like, I know this about myself. I get a little crazy. So I keep myself, or I try. Sorry, Dustin and all of the people that I live with that surround me. I try, okay? But also, I'm willing to take accountability and apologize easier and in a quicker way when I know that I am premenstrual and I know that I am gonna be a dirtbag. You know, like honor your inner dirtbag, you guys, because we all have one. And if you understand it, then when someone else calls it out, like, don't get so triggered by it. Understand, you'd be like, yeah, yep, I was a dick. Yep, that's true. I did that. And it diffuses them. They feel validated. They feel heard that you're saying, yeah, I did that. Because we all do things to hurt each other. We all do things in our unconscious lizard brain trying to protect ourselves in some ancient, weird, ancestral, wounding, why am I this way kind of way. That's all of us. Welcome to the party. And the sooner you can embrace, accept, and love that side of yourself, the sooner it de-escalates. And so there might be some escalations in the next month. There might be some pain in the next month, some triggering. And so why my homework assignment during the easier part of this month, like the easier part of the phase that we're about to go through? This is like the climbing on the roller coaster. We're going up, 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 up. And so I'm giving you this warning. Do some inner work this week. next week. Get a lot of rest, drink a lot of water, treat yourself kindly and honestly and accountably, and start doing the inner work of understanding how you act out, because we all act out. Are you getting sick of me saying this? I'm going to say it forever. We all do this. No one's perfect. And if you are perfect, that means you're over-accommodating, right? If you never make anybody mad ever, then you're not barking loud enough. And you know, I like a good bark. Woof, woof. God damn it. Like sometimes I really need to be heard. And whether or not that comes out in a healthy way is important. Right? Because we all have the right to our feelings. We all have the right to the state that we're living in, that we've allowed ourselves to be living in. And so taking righteous stock. What kind of stuff can I get rid of, both emotional and physical? What isn't working anymore and why? And truthfully, we all have wounds from the past that rear their ugly head, that have a place at the table of all of our fights. It's the same fight because it stems from the same pain. And until we acknowledge, recognize, and trust our pain and go with our pain and sit with it, go on a lovely freaking walk on the beach and let the waves of honesty roll over you and ask yourself, why does it hurt? Where does it hurt in my body, in my soul? And why do I keep perpetuating the pain? And sometimes we really do just have to look our monsters in the eye and say, bitch, please. I got you. I got your number. I'm here and I'm going to work on you. But together, you know, we need to de-escalate ourselves, because then we won't get triggered as much. And then when we do get triggered, we totally get why and where it was coming from in the first place. I think oftentimes when we get in a fight with someone else, it becomes this, I need to be right, or I need to feel validated in whatever was going on, where if you readjust the fight, if you can add a little trust to the table and validate someone else first, even if you think they're like super wrong, maybe they are super wrong, maybe you're super right. But the point is that when we're fighting, it doesn't matter who's right or who's wrong, because when you come from that standpoint, nobody's gonna win. Because even if you do win the point, the match gets lost, right? Like trying to go tit for tat or trying to be validated when someone else is triggered and you can see that isn't the way to solve problems. The way to truly solve problems is to try to first see it from the other person's perspective and then understand why that triggered you also. And when we are in an argument, most times we are listening to respond. We're not listening to understand. And so all of these things coming up. And if you can do the inner work of understanding where your weak points are, what feels good to talk about, what doesn't feel good to talk about, and why, that's when real healing can come up. And this eclipse will work for you instead of against you, because it'll bring up scenarios and situations for you to work on this part of yourself. And so we all just need to like, giddy up, baby, take righteous responsibility, put on those big girl pants. I feel like I've been wearing them for a long time. They're raggedy ass undie pants now. But I'm still wearing them so that every time I get triggered, every time I feel insecure, every time something comes up that hurts me, it's not about what happened. It's about what it did inside here and why. Because truly, it doesn't matter what happened. It matters how it made you feel. And if you cared as much about how it made the other person feel as it made you feel, well, peace on earth abound, right? When we can really be fighting to understand instead of fighting to be right, or fighting to be validated, life changes. So this week, deep breaths this week, deep breaths, and do the gentle work now so that it's gentle, so that it's not smacking you across the face when it comes up this month and this whole year, because it will. It's a lesson learned over time. So rather than fearing it, the Mercury retrograde, the eclipse season, the Aries cardinal go, go, go feeling, embrace what you don't know and go with a beginner's mind, because Aries is the first house. It's the beginning. It's the body. It's how we embody ourselves. And if we're doing that work, then we'll be in alignment with what's happening. So I wish you great luck. Please like and follow all of my things, download. Any way that you can support is always so appreciated by me because I love doing this. It's what I want to do for always. And I so very much appreciate your guys' support. You can always message me, email me, find me on social if you want a reading for how to navigate these very intense, difficult eclipse times. We can see where it is in your chart. And don't you worry, I got you. I got you. And really, it's going to be okay. It's just 1 month, right? But I feel like it will be our approach that makes all the difference. So approach it with kindness and approach it with accountability. Take care.